From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Hip-hop ignited on the streets of the Bronx in the late 1970s and caught fire on the West Coast in the 80s and 90s. Hotspots sprung up across the country, but it is Atlanta, where the scene has simmered for decades, that artists from all three coasts gather each year at A3C.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the A.
I'm on it. We from the north, yeah, that way.
No, I'm starting to see spaceships on banking.
A-Town, I stay down.
The annual A3C conference pulls together a variety of artists, makers, critics, and experts to explore the practical and cultural aspects of hip-hop, which is undeniably global, but we are focusing on Atlanta, with A3C Executive Director Mike Walbert. Mike, hello.
Good morning.
Glad you're here. Also with us is a host of one of the conference, or an important part of the conference, and beatboxer Andre Lett. He's Drez the Beatnik. Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing? You're exuberant this morning. He has just been caffeinated. Things have changed. Entertainment reporter Jewel Wicker is also here. Hello, Jewel.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for being here. Mike, the A3C Festival started in 2005 and has been responding to the evolution, really, of the art form. Since then, Atlanta's hip-hop is totally booming. The New York Times called the ATL the hip-hop center of gravity. So how have the things that the conference has covering changed?
Yeah, I think we have to evolve with the times, right? To be honest, like, Atlanta's really had the torch for about 20 years now. I think it's kind of caught on globally, and a lot of news and outlets have been paying more attention to it, as really I think the rise of streaming and the numbers are clear, and culturally you see the impact in fashion and sports and across literally the world and in every single pocket. But for us, it's important to amplify that. Like, A3C, we call Atlanta the, you know, the featured or headlining artists every year. We really love to showcase this city. And when people come in from around the world and they come to Atlanta, many of them for the first time, we think it's an opportunity to convert them to Atlantean fans. And I think that's one of the joys of doing what we do.
So the conversion process this year involves also something that has not changed, that the Wu-Tang Clan is still kicking, celebrating a milestone, 25th anniversary of the debut of Enter the Wu-Tang Clan, 36 Chambers. Here is a little refresher for your memory.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage.
So that is just the little refresher course in Wu-Tang. This is album released in 1993. If you were to summarize how Wu-Tang changed the hip-hop game, where would you even begin?
There are artists in hip-hop history that have literally changed the dynamic of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And after them, there is a before and after.
Mm-hmm.
And Wu-Tang is one of those groups. They were really counter what was happening at that time.
I was able to get into them in different ways and then discover the underground and the grittiness of what they really were. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was able to get into them from songs that were more mainstream or more pop or through things that weren't necessarily music. And then that was the doorway for me to get into the other things. And I think that was really cool for me.
I was in high school when this album dropped. And game changer. Their sound being gritty, underground, you know, grimy in some sense. Just carrying the spirit of being independent, which
right.
is
they,
what...
They were the first big group, I think, to be signed, but all with individual contracts, right?
Yes.
Well, they had the whole cosmology, you know, the whole Shaolin kind of thing going on. Had that been done before?
No. Not like that. Actually, not ever.
They're rolling in really deep this year, and there are a lot of opportunities to meet the members of Wu-Tang Clan at this year's festival. Over the years, I've seen, you know, a zillion rankings of your favorite members of the Wu-Tang Clan and why. Now, is anyone at this table willing to commit to a favorite?
You know, I'm about to meet all of them, so
you're going to be in big trouble.
I'm going to be in trouble. I'll give an answer and kind of justify it. I think Ghostface is one of the funnier like dudes in hip hop. Like, he's just, his personality is so in your face and just like mocking and just funny. Like, the dude is got, you know, he jumps off the page. Like, his lyrics, but also just him in life.
RZA is probably my favorite right now, just because I really appreciate him, not even just from a music standpoint, but just from business and just kind of studying him. I think that would probably be my favorite.
Therese, you willing to commit?
Me, personally, I tend to gravitate more towards the GZA, just style-wise and just him as a person. As Mike, I do agree, Ghostface is much more personable.
But Jizz is the genius,
but
man.
He's the genius. Like, yeah, he puts it all together.
There are a few members that are actually geniuses, which is a word that I don't toss around very much. But right. When, and this is something fun and funny, you can come, if you have the Wu-Tang Pass, you can play RZA in chess.
What?
At the Wish Art Gallery. And he will whoop you in chess in front of everyone. And But if you beat him, he will give you a prize. RZA, one-on-one. And chess.
I think that's probably my favorite thing about this festival. It's like, not only do you come and get to see them perform this album and like harken back to 25 years ago, but you, like, that's a really intimate experience.
That is Jewel Wicker. She is an entertainment reporter. Mike Walbert, he's executive director of the A3C conference in Atlanta this coming weekend. And Drez the Beatnik, who is going to be hosting the stage on Saturday at the festival. Well, I'm asking Mike Walbert and Drez the Beatnik and Jewel Wicker to stick around as we discuss trap music. But one of the things that A3C is doing is bridging past and present. So with that in mind, they made a what? Mashup? Do we still call it that?
Yeah.
Do the kids still call it that?
The kids still call it that.
Of 2 Chainz and the Wu-Tang Clan. They're calling this Wu-Chainz.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's hear that as we head into a break, and we will be back talking about the evolution of Atlanta hip-hop and trap music. Everything around me, cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bills, yo. Whip cold, get dough, different flows. I killed the last beat, I'm out on parole. You know the code, point scene, money gone. You know what I'm on. Pass.